Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
Our scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of Luke. And as I read this, I would ask you, which of the lepers you identify with this morning, right now? Are you one of the nine that didn't come back to give thanks? Or are you closer to the one Samaritan who did come back and thank Jesus? Which one are you, or somewhere in between? Just think about that. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him, keeping their distance. And again, lepers are supposed to be a little bit to the side. Keeping their distance, they called out saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us." When Jesus saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." The priests were like the public health officials here. And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then Jesus said to the Samaritan, "Get up and go your way. Your faith has made you well." Again, which one are you and I this morning? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. When our children were little, we used to go down to Patty's folks for Thanksgiving. We went down to Baltimore to visit there. And Patty's mother was a very good cook, and we knew that she would put on a very festive occasion for us. We also knew our little children, and we knew them all too well. And so we knew before we went to Baltimore, we would have to have some instruction on proper table manners. You do not lick your knife. You do not hide the peas in your napkin and pretend you have eaten them. You do not feed the dog turnip under the table. And you say thank you. You say thank you when you are served. Well, we went down to Baltimore, and just as we expected, the grandparents' house was all very nicely decorated. And the meal was just as we anticipated. It was very well done. Now, down in Baltimore, though, they have a custom. They have other foods that go with the turkey and the stuffing and everything. They have ham hocks and turnip and sauerkraut, all foods that are not great with little children. And so at the end of our Thanksgiving meal down there, of course, the host and hostesses were just praised. And one of our little girls said to them, "The turkey and the stuffing was great, but the sauerkraut and the turnips were yucky." I figured a 50% success rate wasn't that bad with the kids, yeah. Now, Jesus knew that some people at least had difficulty expressing gratitude. And we have the report in the scriptures today where he was going through a community and he came across a group of 10 lepers. There were 9 Jewish people and 1 Samaritan. And normally these people would be like oil and water. They just didn't mix. But their common tragedy had brought them together. And now as Jesus came by, they called out, you know, "Jesus, have mercy upon us." And Jesus sent them to the priests, who were, again, the health officials of the day. They could readmit healed people back into society. He said, go see the priests. And they went, and on the way, they were healed. And one of them, just one, who happened to be the Samaritan, came back and thanked Jesus. And Jesus said, "Now weren't 10 healed? Where are the other 9? And I don't know, why do you think the other 9 didn't come back? It was difficult times in Israel. The economy was upset. They were under foreign occupation. You know, think like, who is it, The Man in the Castle on Amazon? Lepers were under, they were segregated off. Maybe these people were just soured on life. That's why they just didn't have that gratitude within them. But what about ourselves this morning? Where would we rate ourselves? Are we that one person who came back? Or are we the 9 who didn't come back to express their gratitude to Jesus? Or would we rate ourselves somewhere in between? You know, like those days, there are lots of stresses and strains in life. Today, you look at the news, listen to the news, and what is it, forest fires, shootings, one thing after another. There's a lot of stress today. It's hard maybe to give thanks. There may be personal issues, health issues, difficulties. But you know, there have been generations before us who have had difficulty. And they were able to give thanks even in the midst of hard times. Even in the midst of stressful times. And, you know, I'm always struck by the example of the pilgrims. When they sat down to have that Thanksgiving meal with their Indian friends, there were probably more pilgrims buried in the ground than there were alive at that time. They had been through just an awful experience of illness and starvation. And it's always impressed me that they didn't come out of that just being very sour, just complaining, just grumpy. But instead, they had it within them to see the good that was around and give thanks. Could we have done that? Lincoln, when he proclaimed Thanksgiving a holiday, did it, four months maybe, after the Battle of Gettysburg? Days after the Battle of Chattanooga, just terrible battles. And yet he asked the nation to give thanks. Again, where would we rate ourselves? Are we like that person who came back, who could find something good to say thank you for? Or are we like the others who just went on their way? Gratitude, it's interesting. Gratitude is good for us. Last November, Time Magazine had an article called 7 Surprising Health Benefits of Gratitude. It's good for us. And this is what they said. Gratitude makes you more patient. Gratitude might improve your relationship with a partner. Gratitude improves self-care. Gratitude can help you sleep. Interesting. Gratitude may stop you from overeating. Based on my behavior on Thursday, I'm not sure about that one. Gratitude can help ease depression. Gratitude gives you happiness that lasts. And it's interesting, several years before, Forbes, the business magazine, had a similar kind of article, and they had almost the same kind of thing. They printed 7 scientifically proven benefits of gratitude that will motivate you to give thanks all year round. They said gratitude opens the door to more relationships. Gratitude improves physical health. Gratitude improves psychological health. Gratitude enhances empathy and reduces aggression. Grateful people sleep better. And it's interesting, the 2 articles both mention that. Gratitude improves self-esteem. Gratitude improves mental strength. It's good for us if we can find that back within us to be thankful for. David Brooks, who I often watch on TV, and he writes columns for the New York Times, once said that gratitude is our response to a surprising act of kindness. He said it's the laughter of the heart. I've always liked that. He said it's the laughter of the heart in response to some surprising act of kindness. And I've always liked something that George Herbert, the English poet, said. He wrote, "Oh God, you've given me so much. Give me one more thing, a grateful heart." Can you say amen to that? Give me one more thing, a grateful heart. Now, can you think, looking at your own life, of things you really have to be thankful for, regardless of your situation? Can you find something there in your past, in your present, that you have to be thankful for? I'll just suggest some things. You'll think of others from your own experience. But one thing that I think it would be just the basics of life. We have warm homes to go home to. We have food on our tables. We have clothes on our backs. If you remember a couple of years back, what was it, a storm called Sandy that hit New Jersey and Staten Island and part of Connecticut, and a lot of destruction in that storm. And Patty and I had a friend by the name of Marianne who was working with some churches and went down to help people whose lives had virtually been destroyed, everything wiped out. And she went down with clothes and money and bleach and Pampers and Walmart greeting gift cards. And she told us about an experience she had with a family there, a family of 4. And their home had been moved by the wind. It had been moved a number of feet off its foundation. The second floor was down where the first floor should be. And as we've experienced here, there were trees down on the house. The roof was crushed. It was a wipeout. the insurance company said they would give them $20,000. So they virtually had nothing. The kids and everybody, they were spread around friends and relatives. Eventually, the husband was able to get hold of a camper, and it wasn't great, but four of them were together again. And they said to our friend, you know, we're okay, don't cry for us. We're alive, and we give thanks to that. And we'll pass on the kindness that you've shown to us. That was an example of a family that knew what gratitude was. And again, I would ask. And we found it, again, I think of the people out in Paradise, out in California, who'd lost everything in the storm. Like that family here, they said, we're alive. We can give thanks this Thanksgiving. So just for the basic needs of our lives, we give thanks. A lot of people don't have that. I think there's something else, and that is we can give thanks for the people who have helped us on the way in this life. Some of us may think of ourselves as self-made men and women, but even in those cases, we're sort of self-made men and women. Certainly we had a part. But there were, you know, mothers and fathers, coaches, teachers, neighbors, a lot of people, co-workers, who helped us on the way to make us the people we are today and where we are today. Can we give thanks? If they're still around, can we thank them in person? And if not, can we pass that kindness on to others? So we have the basic needs of our lives. We have thanks to people who have been an influence upon our lives. And I think there's something else, and that's the basic thing. Thanks be to the God who has nourished us and been there for us in life. I was interim up at Center Church in Torrington. That's the church with the blue doors just beyond the theater. And I just happened one day to walk into the sanctuary, and this is a time when churches could still be open. And I walked into the sanctuary one day, and there was a man in there praying. And a little bit afterwards, I met him, and he said to me, you know, many years ago, I was a member of this church. My wife and I were married here 60 years ago. She's been gone now for 8 years. But I just wanted to come back and give thanks to God for the gift, for the years we had together. And at the time, I didn't think that much of what he said. I was preoccupied with other things I was busy with. But driving home that night, it struck me that what he had said was very much to the point, that coming back to give thanks to God. And this man said it had been a wonderful life. Can we find that in us? To give thanks to our God for our lives and all the blessings we have known. There were 9 people who didn't come back to Jesus. Only one, the Samaritan, came back to give thanks. This morning, Where would you place yourselves? Where would I place myself? Which one would we identify with? Let us be the one who came back to give thanks. Amen.